And now time for another edition of Dish Omaha, featuring KVNO's very own resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, I love Wednesday mornings because I come here and you and I talk about delicious food and food events and people cooking delicious food. But I also like that we occasionally talk about organizations who are solving food problems and issues. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What do you think of, what kind of activities do you think of when you think of food-related nonprofits?
Oh, I mean, food drives, can drives, that sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. This particular organization, No More Empty Pots, is very, very unique. And of all the different food-focused nonprofits, the array of services and programs they have is so special. This group was started in 2010 by four friends in North Omaha, and their mission is to connect individuals and organizations around the themes of food insecurity, food self-sufficiency, and economic resilience. So I'm going to get into what that means a little bit. The whole point of what they do is closing gaps in the food system. So if you think about feeding a man or teaching him to fish, it's kind of that idea. So they look at education. You can take classes in gardening and nutrition. You can get a certification to put you on a path to work in the food industry. You can also subscribe to a food program called Community Harvest. So that's a subscription. And let me back up for a minute. They are all about fresh, sustainable, nutritional food. So they have this Community Harvest subscription where you can order produce boxes or also a whole meal kit that's based purely on plant-based meals. Last year, they distributed 22,000 prepackaged plant-based food boxes and 6,500 produce boxes.
Wow.
It's available to anyone. And if you have an income restriction, you can get some help and you can definitely use SNAP for that too. When they do this, they're helping local farmers distribute produce that they might not have an outlet for. So when you think about when a farmer takes a field and plants crops and sends them to market, sometimes there's extra. And sometimes people don't know how to find that extra. So again, that's closing a gap in a food system. Now, have you seen that giant greenhouse on 30th Street when you drive down 30th?
By Highlander?
Yeah,
by the Hardy
exactly.
Coffee?
Exactly.
It's out of the corner of my eye. I guess I really didn't.
It's kind of up there on the hill behind the Highlander building. It is a three-story, 17,000 square foot greenhouse that No More Empty Pots runs.
Wow.
You can take classes there. You can really? Volunteer to help. And that produce goes into what they're distributing through the Community Harvest program. And also, there is a micro market, I don't know if you knew this, in the Highlander building where they're selling produce out of that greenhouse. They're selling extra produce from farms that are local, keeping things local.
Is that year-round?
Yeah, it is year-round.
Wow.
And you can shop there every Friday. They're open every Friday from 10 to 6. They also have dairy. You know, nothing's better than local milk, local eggs, and they have protein. So it's a great place to go. I think they source something like 38,000 pounds of food from local farmers that are making their way into
especially, you know, the farmers markets are wonderful, but they're seasonal.
Exactly.
So now, here you can go
exactly
in the cold months.
And if you've always wanted to learn about gardening or culinary arts, you can certainly take classes. Again, that certification program. And then they have local commercial kitchens that are available. And one of the things that I saw in one of their promotional videos is you think about how you get food from a farm to a table. How do you turn local produce into a local salsa?
Mm.
So that's something for local entrepreneurs to be able to use that space and take those wonderful products from the garden and turn them into something else. We think about food banks and pantries being the first line of defense. No More Empty Pots really has this unique approach targeting the systematic causes. They try to root out the cause of food insecurity. We know that that's a terrible problem everywhere in this country. But when you have access and knowledge, that can really lead to more economic resilience. Again, 100,000 pounds of fresh produce. That's something that kind of gets missed in food banks.
And again, they started in just 4 years ago?
2010. So
2010. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, coming up on...
But that's still, to do all these things, and that really, that's relatively short amount of time.
It really is.
Incredible.
We can donate. You can volunteer to pack produce boxes. You can take a class, and certainly I'm going to go shop at the micro market. I think it's really cool that they believe food is a catalyst for change, an expression of art and culture, and a connector of the human spirit and condition. And it really feels exactly like what you and I think about here at Dish Omaha, the true definition of food as a community.
Diane Watson, always a pleasure. Really great information. Thank you so much. That's Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie.